You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Well, welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. This is an encore episode. Doesn't happen often, but Lisa Mack is back again from TELUS to talk about a really, really cool thing that TELUS has been up to.
Well, thank you so much, Darian, for having me back. Honestly, there's no place I'd rather be today than chatting with you, and nothing I'd rather chat about than the amazing stuff TELUS has been up to since we last met, 6 or 7 months ago. So I'm honored to be a repeat guest.
That's awesome. And since we last chatted, how about for you personally? What's been new in your life, or what's been happening for you?
Oh my goodness. I mean, we're still kind of figuring out how to come out of a pandemic. So, You know, me personally, I've been out of the house a little bit, which has been nice. I've stepped into a couple of office spaces, which has been phenomenal. I've started to do a little bit of traveling. I had the opportunity to go out to Vancouver and meet my Vancouver team, some of them for the first time. Same thing with Montreal. So from that perspective, wow, it's so refreshing. It's you sort of forget how energizing being with people can be. So yeah. From that perspective, I guess sort of big changes in terms of how we're living our lives and how we're doing our work. But maybe more importantly, and probably a little bit more exciting for our conversation and for your audience is, you know, we've been doing some pretty cool stuff with TELUS since we last met. Totally. And I'm super excited to talk to you about it.
But Lisa, I need to ask first, though, while you're in Vancouver, did you play the piano in your office lobby?
I did not.
You did not. You're not supposed to, though. I have tried twice. I've attempted, both times. Been told that it's not. You're not allowed to. But you can sit. You're supposed to sit and enjoy the koi pond that is in your lobby. So next question: did you go and get to dine at Global Group?
They were not open when I was there.
What, Lisa?
They were not open when I was there. I know. So all that means is that I need to go back soon.
Well, and soon across the street from you will be the new Amazon headquarters, which will have a beautiful, incredible food court brought to you by the Joseph Richards Group. So you have something to look forward to next time you're in town.
It's already on my agenda of now.
And challenge, can you get to play a song on that piano before you're asked to politely no longer play anymore?
I'm going to have to think about whether I accept that challenge.
Okay. So since we chatted, new initiatives that TELUS has launched, tell me about some of them and maybe more specifically we get into the Let's Make campaign.
But I'd love to. Thank you so much. So last time we talked in 2021, TELUS had just launched our revised brand promise. We moved from our legacy brand promise of the future is friendly to the new brand promise, Let's Make the Future Friendly. So that was, I think, a lot of what we had talked about last time. But really, since we last met, we've really leaned into that new brand promise because it allows us to really reposition ourselves as a company that, let's be honest, is truly driven by our purpose. And I think, too, the Let's Make the Future Friendly brand promise allows us to really ignite Canadians to join us in making the future friendly. So we've really just been continuing on that journey. We're showcasing how TELUS is gone from being a Canadian telco to really becoming a global leading technology powerhouse that's driven by our purpose. You know, TELUS is really focused on answering some of the world's most pressing social challenges. I think those are big statements to make, but I'm going to tell you a little bit more in our discussion today about what that means to us and how our campaign work is bringing that to life. Since we met last, again, we've really been on this journey of making it unmissable to do business with TELUS without understanding our purpose. Through our brand campaign activity, our product marketing campaign activity, but also by really like meaningfully and authentically integrating our purpose throughout the customer journey. That could be through a call center communication, that could be through an in-store interaction, you know, that might be through an email that you receive from us. And of course, through seeing our advertising. So that's really the journey that we've been on.
Have you ever mapped this out? Like, I know it's people say we map it out, but have you ever there's these people you can hire for conferences that will come and draw things on the wall. They're really cool and visual storytellers. But it would be so neat to map out a customer journey physically and take up like a giant four walls in a room. I don't know if you've ever done that before or you've seen that.
You know, I haven't done it in this sphere, but I actually did an exercise like that at TELUS. Oh my goodness, this was probably in 2014. We were reimagining the B2B digital customer journey, and we did exactly that. We brought in a visual storyteller and we workshopped it. And my customer journey, I still have a laminated copy of it sitting in my desk in the office somewhere. And
That's
it's
cool.
so fascinating when you see that, and it really helps solidify all the ways that a brand can influence and engage with a customer.
It's awesome.
But makes me feel like I should go do that again,
Yeah.
Darren. It's a fun
But
exercise.
I mean, Google Sheets works as well, but I mean, that's just beautiful, beautiful. So
Yeah.
let's say, so someone's listening to the show right now,
Yeah.
and maybe they are a TELUS customer. Right, and they've
Yeah.
got, yeah, like our office right now is powered by TELUS. What does that look like? What was it going to be, or what are we going to see, or what kind of changes would we have noticed with the Let's Make campaign?
Yeah, so our latest marketing campaign, which we launched on April 18th, we're calling it Let's Make. And really, that's because when we did our new brand promise, Let's Make the Future Friendly, our evolved brand promise, I should say, and we were thinking about how do we want to build the campaign around that brand promise, because it really is sort of the driver and the home for our purpose. We thought Let's Make is the active component of our brand promise. So let's use that as the opportunity to tell our stories through our campaign activity. And so with our Let's Make campaign that is alive and in market now, hopefully listeners will have seen it or felt it or touched it in some way. We're really leaning into that master brand strategy. We're leading with our purpose. We're leveraging all of TELUS's strategic areas of impact. You know, we've got storytelling around what we're doing in health. We've got storytelling around what we're doing in agriculture, sustainability, how we're influencing great outcomes in communities, and how we're leveraging connectivity to bridge digital divides. All of those areas of impact are told through emotive storytelling through this lens of Let's Make. And so I think the campaign, you know, it really elevates TELUS's leadership position as an organization that's driven by our purpose. It's showcasing TELUS, what TELUS is doing to drive a positive impact, but it's also really, it's serving as that call to action to all Canadians. It's asking Canadians to join us and prioritize social purpose and prioritize everything that we can do as members of our communities to help create a friendlier future for all. So that's really what this Let's Make campaign is all about.
Wow. So give me an example, maybe something that I would have seen, or something that's like happening right now that's pretty like tangible or tactical that someone could do.
For sure. That someone could do. Well, okay, so here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tell you some of the stories that
Yeah,
we're telling through our campaign
yeah.
activity
I love it.
and how they're connected to our purpose, and then how that connects down to the community level. So, you hopefully would have seen our TV spot, which was really sort of our anthemic. It was telling, you know, parts of the story for all of those
So
areas of
I
impact.
don't have a T, like I don't have cable. And I'm
Okay.
like, so I'm like, I'm like, I'm that person. I'm the person that's like, I've got what's it called? Like Netflix,
Yeah,
Disney. But
streaming services. I'm the same as you.
okay, so where okay. But I would have maybe seen on YouTube, right? Or
YouTube. We've got digital video. We're
TikTok.
activating some of our social channels,
Yep.
TikTok. We've got
Perfect.
some pretty cool custom stuff we're doing in TikTok because you've
Yes.
got to use the platform to tell the message the
Yes.
right way.
Yeah, vertical. Yep.
Some great stuff in social. We're leveraging our CEO's voice, Darren
Yep,
Entwistle's voice,
yep,
to help
yep.
tell those stories. We had a pretty big out-of-home burst. I know, as I mentioned, you know, I'm going into the office from time to time, and I have the benefit of seeing our beautiful work on the side of the Gardiner Expressway in Toronto.
That's cool.
Radio, we had a
Yep.
great radio campaign, powerful,
Nice.
powerful voice, powerful storytelling. We had a big burst. It was a 6-week burst, so we're just coming out of market now. So hopefully you would have touched or felt it in some of those mass channels.
Yeah.
But we also have an always-on strategy so you're going to continue to see this storytelling come to life over the course of the year, primarily through our digital channels. You're going to see it in our stores when you come in to, you know, recycle your old devices or trade in your device for a new one and really contribute to, you know, device upcycling and the circular economy.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's some of the ways that hopefully you will have seen and felt our Let's Make campaign. I'm going to talk about a couple of things. So let's make connectivity possible for all. You know, what we're doing at TELUS to enable human connection by bridging digital divides. What that means is we're ensuring everyone has equal access to our global leading technology, including rural, including remote and Indigenous communities, and just really working to make that technology accessible for all through, you know, our For Good programs, Connecting for Good, ensuring that all Canadians, no matter where you are, who you are, has access to world-leading technology. You know, doing that, we're building the backbone of the digital economy. Like, it's sort of funny when you think about telco and when you think about what connectivity means and how it is truly the backbone of a digital economy. Mm-hmm. And so when we're investing in these global leading networks, we're making it possible for everyone to work, learn, and in our case, even see their doctor from anywhere that they choose or anywhere that they need to be.
Yeah.
And we're helping leveling the playing field for entrepreneurs and businesses too. Hmm. You know, I'm sure you could probably give some personal anecdotes around the necessity of connectivity. We wouldn't be here today if we didn't have that, right?
Oh yeah. No, it's powerful. It's amazing. And the doors that it opens. Yeah. I was seeing that when there's these incredible Indigenous communities that are getting internet for the first time in their community, there's this amazing program. The government comes in and just explains the possibilities of the internet. And it feels like, again, going back to the, you know, late 90s when you first discovered what you could do. And so it's amazing that TELUS is playing a role in that.
And just to build on that point, I mean, it's so phenomenal when you think about how technology is going to enable, let's use your example of the Indigenous communities to connect to their culture and to connect to their history and to, you know, become entrepreneurs in new and exciting ways and develop art forms. Like it's the backbone of that enablement, which is incredibly powerful, I think.
Yeah.
You know, let's make good health and well-being easier. What does that mean? You know, mm-hmm. we are revolutionizing the healthcare experience by making it easier for both patients and practitioners to connect.
Yeah.
You know, millions of Canadians don't have a family doctor.
Hmm.
And when you stop and think about what that means in your day-to-day life, maybe not that much, but when you need it, that's really impactful. And so we're using our technology to really close that gap between patients and practitioners.
Through telehealth, correct? Different telehealth methods.
Exactly.
Babylon, right? Is that what you call
it? Telehealth MyCare. Yeah. TELUS Health MyCare.
It's no longer Babylon, correct?
It is no longer Babylon. We have rebranded to TELUS Health MyCare.
And that's, Babylon's, you know, that's kind of a scary name. It's got a scary history, Babylon.
Okay. That was through a partnership, but now, we get to talk about it through the TELUS branding lens, which is amazing. But we have, you know, we've got other virtual healthcare. We've got virtual pharmacy that we launched this year, which is, again, if it's, you don't have to leave your house to go get your medications.
It's incredible.
And when you, hey, let's think about what's the carbon footprint impact by not having to get in your car and go to the pharmacy or go to the walk-in clinic or go to see your family doctor.
Yeah.
You know, so let's make good health and well-being. Like that's proactive health that contributes to stronger communities.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Let's make stronger, healthier communities.
Yep.
You know, acts of giving. Like we talked last time about give where we live.
Yeah.
You know, this is such a strong philosophy for us. If you can believe that, we give back 5% of our pre-tax profits. Wow. Last year, that's $90 million. Volunteered over 1.3 million hours each year. TELUS team members, our families, retirees. I'm going to talk a little bit, if I may, about sort of expanding on that philosophy of we give where we live. So we have what we call TELUS Days of Giving, and we have a big thrust in the month of May. So the timing for us to talk about this today, Darian, is perfect because this is sort of the month where we all kind of catalyze as a team, and our team members, our families, we come together and we just give with our hearts and our hands and our communities. Mm. This weekend, tomorrow, in fact, I'm going to be down on the Toronto shoreline doing a cleanup with my family. I've got young children and I get the opportunity to teach my children the value of being active in the community. And I get to do it with my TELUS family. And you know, there's a sense of community, even with the group that goes down and does the shoreline cleanup or, you know, the digging of the community garden the packing of the kits for kids.
Here's the question, Lisa. Like, so your day job, right? Like the 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, industrial revolution, historic, you know, where it came from, the idea of having a job. Do you feel the need still then? Like, because that used to be do your job and you'd compartmentalize your work and then you'd volunteer somewhere or you belong to a religious group or you'd join the Lions Club or the Rotary Club. Like, do you feel like it's all mesh now. It's almost like TELUS is saying, here's your work, here's your life, here's your community, here's your children, and we're just mushing it all together because we believe everything's interconnected.
But you know what? That, like, yes, but in the best possible way. Because
but not in we're going to take over your time and work late hours and, and you're a slave to me, but it's more like, no, go out and work hard. But also play hard and volunteer hard.
Yeah. Okay. Like, we give with our hearts and our hands. And when you, like, as an employee of TELUS, you know, I have such a strong shared values alignment that when you're going and giving in your communities with your team member and your family, and you're and you're driving that integration, but you're doing it because together we're building stronger communities. That's where it gets rewarding outside of, you know, the compensation rewards that, that, you know, we work for. That's what keeps people engaged. And, you know, that makes people want to work at a place that they work at. That makes me passionate about the work that I get to do because it's all interconnected.
That's really special.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And I just, the giving too, like $90 million, like the responsibility you have, but also the opportunity to give back. Cause I, you know, we'll sometimes have people on here that are from B Corps, right? And B Corps model is like, you know, you're a business can be used as a force for good. I feel like TELUS isn't officially registered as a B Corp, but it's like you're living everything out, every tick balance in B Corp, and you are doing it and leading it. I think I might be wrong, but leading, like, company that gives the most amount of money of any company in Canada.
Most giving company in the world, if
I dare
say. In
the world, not just Canada.
$1.4 billion in value, time, and financial support to charities and grassroots organizations.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the question then is, and again, I know what I said too, like even walking around town or charities that are supported and events that are sponsored and incredible ways that you're helping people, do you feel like, do you even need to market anymore? Because it's like the way that you're giving back. Or do you feel like now you're just like, we always know that's part of our marketing, but now we're just integrating the whole thing with the Let's Make campaign.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's like we've talked a lot in, you know, in the marketing industry for the last, let's say 18 to 24 months, and probably even the last year specifically around purpose marketing.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of brands are getting on into the purpose marketing space, which is honorable, but we are a purpose driven organization, and we have a 22-year legacy of being that. So yeah, you do. I do think you need to market it though, because sometimes if you don't tell people, they might not know that. Mm. And particularly when you're in a utility category like telecommunications in the mass space. I mean, we do so much more than that as a technology powerhouse, but you know, when consumers on the street are purchasing telecommunications products, you have to let them know what your values are. I think it's important, but it also influences purchase decision making. I mean, customers are 2 times more likely to purchase their product from TELUS when they know what you stand for. You know, they're more likely to recommend you.
I still pick WestJet over Air Canada because of that Christmas commercial from years ago. Like, I think I'm still emotionally connected to the brand.
Exactly. And you know what, that's what this, like, going back to where this sort of started, the Let's Make campaign, like that's really what we're setting out to do with this campaign, like with our big burst, but always our always on storytelling. Because when you can use, like when you can tap into iconic brand architecture that we get to do as TELUS, as such a beloved brand, but then you transition that into like truly emotive human storytelling that showcases the outcome, that's where you connect with the Canadian. That's how you start to influence purchase decision through a shared values alignment. And I hope, Darian, that down the road, people will refer to this campaign as, you know, one of those ones that like really struck a chord.
Yeah. Yeah. Like again, it's one of the, I remember interviewing Rob Daintree after he did that campaign and him being so stressed and feeling anxious because he was like, I can't recreate like every year, like, the top brass is like, oh, try to redo that again. But it was like the way the Facebook algorithm was at the time and just who was doing, you know, the video on Facebook and everything, like it checked every, like it was just gorgeous. And I don't know if anyone could ever beat that again, but maybe it can. Maybe TELUS is going to do it this year with something.
Well, hey, you got to set your ambitions high, right? We've got all the right ingredients.
Yes.
We've got all the right ingredients. I really believe that.
That is amazing. And anything in the works like so far that you're like, man, the results from this was amazing, or we've seen this so far from this part of it? Because I know it's many, many facets to it, but.
Yeah, campaign's still in market, so I don't have any specific campaign things that I can share with you necessarily. But, you know, when I think about the journey that we've been on in terms of sort of like with our revised brand promise and some of the metrics that we're seeing, you know, customers, we're seeing an increase in a customer's likelihood to recommend the brand mm-hmm. when they understand our purpose.
Yeah.
We're seeing an increase in brand affinity. We're seeing an increase in brand trust amongst Canadians.
Yeah.
We're seeing an increase in, you know, likelihood to stay amongst our customer base. We're seeing increases since we've really started to lead with purpose and meaningfully integrate purpose throughout the customer journey and throughout all of our product marketing campaigns. So, you know, lots of strong business results that I think are validating our strategy. And that have really fed into us to continue this strategy and go big with our Let's Make campaign this year. But, you know, we're also seeing some pretty phenomenal, if I may be so bold as to say, you know, overall brand metrics. Canada's most, we were ranked 8th in the Gustavson Brand Trust Index. That feels like a mouthful to say.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm going to say that again. Canada, we were ranked as Canada's most trusted telecom brand in the 8th annual Gustavson Brand Trust Index.
Yes. Okay.
There you go. And what got us that ranking was recognition for our social responsibility and our integrity, as well as just overall increases in brand trust.
Yeah.
And also, we debuted as number 12 on a list of 402 companies as one of Canada's most authentic brands.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you don't get authenticity in the minds of Canadians when they think about a brand without people understanding what it is that you're what you stand for and who you are. And that's a result of what we've been doing with our brand promise and will be augmented with this campaign. And then the other one that I'm so excited about is that TELUS was named the most valuable telco in Canada by Brand Finance, ranking it in the top 10 nationally. And when you think about the top 10, you know, in the top 10 brands from a brand finance value perspective, you're up against the banks. Like the banks have been around for over 100 years. TELUS has been around for 22 years.
22, so that's it, eh?
22 years as TELUS. Wow. As TELUS from a brand perspective. So to be number 8 on that list is phenomenal. And we had a significant increase year over year. And again, like that's reflective of how we're showing up in the market, and it's reflective of consumers understanding what we're doing in the market and our purpose.
That is incredible. So, okay. So what's it like for you? Cause I feel like you're working next to Niagara Falls, using a Canadian analogy here, where they're putting over, you know, millions of dollars you know, cracking into the, you know, billions for including volunteer time. How do you be like, hey, let's do a marketing thing over here that also, because that also traditionally, I feel like, oh, you know, most brands still today will do a big check thing and be like, okay, making a donation is separate than marketing, but maybe we'll integrate it a bit with a photo of us giving a check to someone. So how are you integrating like waterfall, like the biggest waterfall in the world, into what you're doing?
You know what I think it is it's driving that understanding of what we're doing through all, like through our entire team member base.
Yeah.
And using our team members, like as they deepen their understanding and appreciation of all of these, you know, areas of impact that, again, like we could do podcasts on each one of those and still not exhaust them.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's truly this notion of integration at every level of the organization and at every point of connection with a customer or a near customer or a Canadian in general. You know, it's about driving team member understanding to drive their advocacy.
Yeah.
It's about making business decisions based on where our purpose and where our values sit. When you start acting that way, marketing it becomes actually the most natural thing in the world. You don't have to sell the idea because we're all there putting our purpose first.
Yeah. And so when I choose TELUS for my office internet, or choose TELUS for my phone, or choose, actually, we just got TELUS home security, where he says, in our home. So we have it in our office, and we just got it in our home, where it says, arm stay. So my phone, for some reason, we still laugh when the voice is like, arm stay, when we go to bed at night. I don't know why that, I think because we're both really tired, like we've got our kids to bed, we've stayed up maybe watching a show, and we go, arm stay. But when we make those decisions, in a sense, it's like, I don't know if it's at the point where it's like the Red campaign. That remember when Oprah and Bono got together and launched Product Red, and you could get a red iPhone and a red, I don't know, pair of glasses and all that stuff. But I feel like you buy it and you feel good. Like Tentree, what they're trying to do, or Tom's Shoes. But I feel like you are doing it in a way that's actually almost better, because the problem with Tom's Shoes, you find out they gave all these shoes to people in countries that actually didn't need shoes, or the shoes fell apart within a week. And so I feel like what you're doing with TELUS, and then because your community board that decides where the money goes is incredible. The amount of discretion and quality control and accountability is off the charts. And so when you're able to do that and just also provide a really great product, it's almost like you are providing incredible win-win-wins.
Yeah, it's not because purpose isn't a campaign.
Yeah.
Purpose is a value system, right? And that's how you get to do it authentically. That's when, you know, nobody's going to unpack, you know, a history of shoes that fell apart or whatever the thing might be, because that isn't what this is about.
Yeah.
This is about telling the story of our purpose as opposed to telling a story about purpose, if that makes sense.
Totally.
And
one thing about TELUS, the team behind it. So you guys, do you have an in-house creative whole team? Like you have your own agency within TELUS. Is that correct how that works? Or do you use
a bit of both? We have a roster of agency partners that we work with. And so with the Let's Make campaign, we did partner with the AND Partnership as well as Cossette.
Okay.
We partnered with the PAC on behalf of National PR.
Yes.
We also partnered with Response Advertising to lead the multicultural PR and marketing.
Nice.
So we do have and that's not all of our agency partners, of course, but from, you know, sort of like the bulk of the work that we did on Let's Make. But yes, we also have an in-house studios team that does a ton of our creative production. So, you know, a lot of our social work comes through our in-house team. A lot of campaigns actually across the board, they support a ton of our business. So we have a pretty interesting mix, I think, a kind of a healthy balance, I would say, of, you know, what we're able to do and lead and drive internally, and where we rely on our incredibly talented and important agency partnerships.
Okay, amazing. And I need to ask, is there anything else that you want to leave listeners with? Anything that's also kind of like brewing or you're excited about that you can tease us with at this point with TELUS?
Here's my ask. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, like I hope everybody has seen pieces of the campaign. I'd love for listeners to take an eye on it. And when I think about the marketing community, like lean into your own organization's purpose and value system and think about the ways that you can be authentic in bringing your own organization's purpose forward.
Come on.
And I think that, you know, what we're doing on TELUS is you know, there's some great case studies in there that I think everybody can learn from and benefit from. Wow. And so as marketers, let's lean into this even further, because together, let's make the future friendly.
Yeah.
And this is one way that we as marketers can continue down that path of doing so.
That is amazing. I love that. I'm thinking of it, our listeners right now is like, I want to start saying, oh, let's make the future friendly. It's a good alliteration. It's totally, I'm going to steal it from TELUS. I could get in trouble. I can't use it publicly, but maybe internally even, is what can your business do as a force for good in this world to make the future friendlier? Uncle Ben, right? Those with great power, you know, comes great responsibility. And I feel like TELUS is a great example of this. And again, full disclosure, this episode is not sponsored by or brought to you by TELUS in any way. I also just happen to have a phone that is powered by Rogers, just because where I live, TELUS is not great. But otherwise, my internet is here and the home security is amazing. But so just full disclosure, just so listeners know.
We need to fix that. Send me your postal code.
I know. Okay, I will. I really will. Because it's like, yeah. And my poor staff, because I live a few blocks from my office. And so there's this area here in Fort Langley. It might be the historic nature of this town or something going on here. Supposedly it's haunted in this area, is what some people say. You can come here during Halloween and there's ghost tales of Fort Langley brought to you by the historic Fort Langley, and they tell you about the spirits and ghosts that live in the area. But all that to say, why not? I love what you said there. Why not? Why can't TELUS be that light on a stand that people can look up to and try to be like? And you know, in that we're talking about challenges at the beginning, maybe not challenge each other to play pianos you shouldn't, but I love the challenge of maybe the challenge is how can you even move your brand one step further?
Yeah.
Where I love what you said, you went out with your children, you're going to clean up a shoreline, right? And that's just part of your business. It's part of your corporation, right? And why not?
Why not? Yeah. Like, because, you know, I really do think that when we work together, mm-hmm. we'll make our community stronger. And so everything that we each collectively bring to the table in our lives and in our work to do that is going to get us into a better place with healthier, stronger communities. And I'm so proud to work for an organization that puts that at the forefront. I'm so lucky to sit here and tell you these great stories.
I love it. I love it. I feel like we need to get some High School Musical. We're all in this together. Play in the background. Lisa, this was a true pleasure to have you on the show. Really inspiring. We'll have to have you back again the next time. But I feel like this was a deeper episode than I thought, a more challenging episode than I thought, a more convicting episode than I thought. So those that are feeling that conviction, that take up on the call, go for it. Listen to that call. Do what you can. And if you want to reach out to Lisa, she's on the internet, so you can find her. If you want to learn more about what TELUS is doing, if you want to learn more about ways other businesses are using their businesses of force for good, I think Globe and Mail still produces corporate nights, possibly, maybe not. There's the B Corp group. You can check out what some groups are doing. But I think even beyond that, you may not, because B Corp can be intimidating to a lot of people. I love that. It's like, Lisa, what you're saying. What if it's just one step closer to just doing something good for the world? So
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. Love the dialogue. And hopefully we'll get to do a chapter 3 at some point.
Yeah, be awesome. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks. Thanks everyone for joining us this episode of Marketing News Canada. And we'll see you next time on the show.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.